Okay, welcome to our defining Tanya Shear. We're up to Oishchaf. And today we hit the middle page in this booklet that's actually come out, you see. So we're halfway through this booklet. You guys don't know, but I've made this booklet. It's a 60 odd page, 60 pages, and I plan on publishing it soon. With the summary, Eliezer, that you like that summary, I'm going to put it together with this definitions thing, and it will hopefully be helpful for people. Okay, we're up to Oishchaf, and in the way the book goes is there's a lot of you could arrange things even though things begin with Kaf. Like for example, the beginning of Kaf is Kabod Ishtadar Bosav Yevi'ime. Yeah, like the son who loves his who serves his mother and father, his father and mother. So that's Kabbara. That love is called Kabbara, but we dealt with that at the beginning under Avos Hashem. Yeah, so we're not going to go there. And then Kula Kamei Kaloi Choshev, that everything is as if it doesn't exist. That we dealt with by his boyness, that we didn't actually deal with that there, but we're going to leave that there. And then the next one, which is a big, it's a big sub, not a subcategory. It's a big, like an umbrella category, is Kavana. Okay. And that's Kaf Vav Nun Hey. And we are going to discuss the one, two, three, four, five. There's the Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe discusses five levels of Kavana, but there's actually a sixth level, the lowest level, that he doesn't talk about Bichlal. And that's really his style. He does that over and over in his sefer, is he just doesn't say anything negative, literally. Like, if he's bringing a pasuk where, like, in, what was I just learned? In Perek Kaf Vav, yeah? He's talking about serving Hashem b'simcha. He brings a pasuk that says, and it's because you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha that all the bad stuff came to you, whatever. And the most important part was the negative bit, which he just left as v'chulei. It's like his style. He always, I'm just, and I'll read you another, just my favorite of that. This is my favorite thing in the Perek of Rishoyim, yeah, which is Perek Yud Aleph. The way he finishes it off is just, it's just so geschmack, so funny. He finishes the whole thing by talking about the complete Rasha. And he says, Ach mi she'eino mischare, somebody who never has any charata. The ein boim lo hirei tshuva, he has no hirei tshuva, no hirei tshuva. Nikra rasha v'raloi, shahara shebenafsha hu levad nisha b'kirboi, that he is exclusively dominated by ra. Ki gova kol kach ala toiv, because it completely dominated over the good. Ad shnistaleg m'kirboi, until the good kind of fled from within him, v'oymed, and therefore it kind of hovers above him. And then he says, arzan, therefore Chazal said, kol be'asar shchinta shriya, in the presence of 10 yidden, the shchina is always shriya. Talking about the lowest level, and finishes off by saying, and you should know, even that, because the goodness went away from them, that means that even amongst the lowest of the Yidden, when you've got 10 Yidden, the Shekhinah's there. So that's his style. So he doesn't mention the lowest level of Kavana, as is his style. But let's unpack it. So the question is, what is Kavana? And really, we're talking about Kavana, Kavana in regards to the Tanya. Yeah, so most people would understand the word kavana as your intention, or not your intention, more like your kind of concentration. Yeah, like kavana really means to aim. Yeah, to cover in. But by the Tanya, it's really talking about the energy that motivates the mitzvah. That's really what it means, which is actually quite different to, that's quite different to how we understand it stum, yeah. What motivates you to do the mitzvah? That's called the Kavanas Mitzvah. Okay, so the five We'll talk about the six levels, okay? Even though the Rebbe doesn't mention the lowest level. So the highest level is called Markava. Then you have an Ava Sichlis, an Ava Tfis, Mitzvahs and Nashim Shaloi Lishma Mamash. And then the final one, which he doesn't mention, is Lakante, to like destroy or whatever. Okay, so these levels tie in to the different Olamas. So the level of Markava is Atzilus, Ava Sichlis is Bria, an intellectual love is Bria, Ava Tvius is the emotions, that's Yetzira, yeah, a natural love. Mitzvahs Anashim Umilamada, he also calls that Lo Lishma. He has Lo Lishma and Lo Lishma Mamash. Lo Lishma means it just wasn't Lishma. Not that it was for ulterior motive, it was just with no motive. That's what he calls Lo Lishma. That's Mitzvahs Anashim Umilamada, which basically means your habituated behavior. Yeah, that is the Olam HaAsiyah. Then you have Lo Lishma Mamash, which he gives the example twice as Liyois Talmud Chochem. If a person is learning Liyois Talmud Chochem, yeah, that's called Lo Lishma Mamash, and that is Keneged Klipas Noiga. And then Lakanta, which is to hurt someone, that would be Keneged the Klipas Timaeus. So we've got Markava, Ava Sichlis, Ava Tvis, Mitzvahs and Umilamada, which is Lo Lishma. Then we've got Lo Lishma Mamash, and then we've got Lakanta. And that goes with Atzilus Bri, Yetzirah Siyah, Klipas Noiga, and Klipas Timaeus. Okay. And this is put together. I mean, the basic place where he speaks about this is in chapters 38, 39, 40, where he goes to town all the kavanas. And we're really talking about avas because we're talking about the energy that motivates positive mitzvahs. And it's the same with our wives, yeah? When we're doing something for our wife, it could be motivated by a whole bunch of different stuff. Yeah? It could be to shut her up. Yeah, that's not very Heilig. Yeah, it could be your feeling, you're feeling loving. Yeah, that's nice. That's good. Yeah, it could be that you took a time out and you thought about how precious she actually is and how much she does to you and how much you owe her. And you need to do something. Whatever you're going to do, you're going to feel it's not enough anyway. Yeah, that's really hating. Or it could be, even after many, many years of marriage, maybe, that there's actually no kavana in that you kind of became her. You and her merged in such a profound way that you're just serving her. It's like she's serving herself. There's no you. All there is in your world is her Ratzon. That's all there is. So you're doing stuff for her, but it's not you doing stuff for her. It's her doing stuff through you. That's the ultimate level. Apparently, that exists in marriage at the highest level. Yeah, that's what Manus talks about. I'm only 21 years in, so I don't know about that, but apparently after 50, 60 years, that can actually be. So we'll see. Who knows? We should be zeicher to make it that long, b'zvat Hashem. I'm also going to give a shir. I want to give a shir in the 10 commandments of marriage by Rabbi Victor Miller. Anyone knows that shir? Yeah, it's so choshev. And one of the one and I mean I think it, I'm so grateful that I heard this before I got married. Me and my wife both listened to it a few times. There's 10 unbelievable pieces of advice. I think the most important thing that he said there, in my opinion, is that the word divorce does not exist. So scratch it out of your vocabulary. Does not exist. That word will should never, ever, ever be used in the home, ever. Never.
Poison?
Not even as a joke. What?
Poison?
Poison?
Just joking.
I didn't get that. I went over my head. Okay. Either way, but yeah, divorce is a word that is not meant to ever be, ever be. It should never come into the home. Okay. Anyway, so the different commands, we basically explained some of the commands just now, okay? We'll start with, we'll go from the bottom up, okay? So we've got lacanter. Lacanter is to hurt somebody else. Doing a mitzvah to actually hurt someone else. I can't even think of an example of that. Like, I mean, lacanter, the example of lacanter is in learning, that you're learning so as to, hurt someone, to shlug them up, to beat them egoically, to trick them into doing something, to outsmart them, whatever. That's really what it means. But if I was actually doing a mitzvah lacanter, but I can't think of an example where somebody could actually do a mitzvah so as to hurt someone. I don't know. Anyway, but that's lacanter. Yeah, that is klipas tumes. That's asa, and that would be better that the person wasn't born. That would be better that person should have been suffocated as he was born. That would be better. Yeah, to use mitzvahs to hurt someone is unspeakable. So, Mike, are you gonna say something? Can't hear you.
Where does, let's say, showing off, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Where did showing off, like to make someone jealous through a mitzvah?
To make someone jealous, there's a difference showing off and making someone jealous. Making someone jealous might be lacanter. It might be. I'm not sure. I'd hope not, but it might be. It's definitely worse than Leo's Talmud Chacham. But to show off, that's probably connected to Leo's Talmud Chacham. That is that, why do you want to be Talmud Chacham? So I get the cover, or so that is showing off, no? But to make somebody else feel bad, that would, I don't know, but that's not very nice. So that's lacanter. Lacanter is to hurt somebody else. And really what you're saying is, I exist and you don't. And in fact, remember, we talked this whole time about me existing and you existing, me appreciating that you exist, and me trying to be a little less existent. Yeah, we talk about that the whole time. That word existence is very, it's kind of, it's bit, it kind of, it makes things a little bit ununderstandable. It's very simple. It's about pleasure. It's how seriously do you take your pleasure, and how seriously do you take the other person's pleasure? That's what we're saying. And we've said before that a genuine Russia would torture you. If this turned him on, yeah, he would torture you for his pleasure. And a genuine tzaddik would not even reach for the tahina if the chumas was closer to him and he liked tahina more. So you could just say this, that a Russia would put out another person for their tainug. A tzaddik would not be matriach himself for his own tainug. So it's about tainug. It's about pleasure. Well, whose pleasure is more real to you, yours or Hashem's? Yeah, right now you want to eat the treif sandwich. Yeah, that talks to your pleasure. But Hashem's pleasure is that you don't eat that. Which one's more real to you? So when we talk about Hashem being real, you being less real, him being whatever it is, yeah, that's what we're talking about in a more kind of fancy way. Okay, whose pleasure is more real to you? And that's how it works in marriage as well. Whose pleasure is more real to you? Your pleasure or your wife's pleasure? Yeah, and we know that we'll learn where we're holding when the mazgan is on and it's boiling hot. And we're schwitzing and she's freezing. And she looks and she's like, do you mind if you turn off the mazgan? And you're like, it's boiling hot. It's boiling. What do you mean? She's like, okay. She's sitting there. Yeah. So when you can turn around and say, okay, we'll turn off the mazgan and I'll be hot. Yeah. That's Madrega's. That's having ascended in marriage. May, you don't like that, no? I mean,
I hear you. I don't like it. No, I mean I do it. I'm married 22 years, and I want to sleep with the windows open in the spring and with a fan on in the summer. And these are things that I'm not allowed to do because this is what my wife wants. Not allowed to do. I could fight with her over, and I could win, but I choose not to win. The same way you also in matriarch, whatever.
that's but that mayor that's Mamush Givoldik.
But I can't imagine being at the level where like I'm happy to please my wife and I'm schwitzing and can't sleep because I know that my wife is like sleeping soundly because of my uncomfort, my discomfort.
That's even more real. As long as you don't hold it against, like, Mamush being resentful and then she gets it the next day. Yeah. But that's really real. That's really real. It's that, that's really like.
It makes me enjoy, by the way, it's a literal thing. Like I want to have the windows open. I want to sleep outside. So Sukkis, I get to just. She's like, "Are you crazy? It's 30 degrees outside." I'm like, "Don't care. I'm outside, you know."
It's that's I'm just learning chapter 27 right now in the Tanya, and that is, by the way, 27. Everyone says that the heart of Tanya is Lamed Beis, yeah. So I have a different shot. The heart of Tanya is 27. Anyone can answer me why that's the heart of Tanya? Michael might get this, but probably not. Tanya's 53 prakim. So the middle chapter is 27. And if you read 27, I personally feel that really is the Ikkar message of the Tanya. That is more, even more than Lama Be. Lama Beis is obviously swell. That's the foundations of Yiddishkeit. But the Ikkar message of the Tanya is Mr. Beinoni. Yeah, you came to this world to fight, and that means that these things don't come naturally to you. Your avodas Hashem doesn't come naturally to you. Meir, your ability to put yourself second to your wife doesn't come naturally to you, and you still do it. Yeah, that's what it's called to be a Beinoni. That's Mamash Gibbon. I'm not like I'm saying that really is. Give yourself a pat on the back. Shalom Bim. But also remember as well that we spoke about this before, that with Shalom Bias, Gehenim and Gan Eden are immediate. When you do an aveira, you go into Gehenim immediately, yeah, with Shalom Bias. And if you do something good, if she notices, then you might get a little bit of Gan Eden. But the Gehenim ensues immediately when you do an aveira in marriage. It's almost automatic. Sometimes it can happen before you do the aveira. Anyway, so the lowest level is Lakanta. Yeah, that's Mamash, not Poseida. That's saying that I exist to the exclusion of you. Yeah. The next level up from that, and that's Gimel Klipas Tumes. The next level up from that is Lolishma. He calls it Lolishma. Sorry, Lolishma Mamash. Lolishma Mamash, the way he refers to it twice in the Sefer, is Liyois Talmud Chacham. That's Lolishma Mamash. Lolishma is different. Lolishma is better than Lolishma Mamash. So Lolishma Mamash means you're learning. What's motivating you to do the mitzvah? Something selfish. Liyois Talmud Chacham, so you can be a big Kanaka. Yeah? That's not Beseder. And when a person does the mitzvah for that reason, the energy goes to Klipas Noiga. When a person does the mitzvah Lekanta, the energy goes to Klipas Timaeus, which is Avodah Zarah. Yeah, but when a person does the mitzvah Liyois Talmud Chacham, which is Lolishma Mamash, the energy goes to Klipas Noiga, and it's kind of held there until you do tshuva or somebody else does tshuva. It's a complex. It can get lifted up in many ways, but it's better to do the mitzvah Lolishma Mamash than not do the mitzvah. The energy of the mitzvah should have been brought into this world, even if it goes to Klipas Noiga, yeah, is better than that the mitzvah wasn't done. Yeah, that's mitoich lo lishma bo lishma. Excuse me. That's so don't think that a person doing mitzvahs because he wants the covered, well, it is a bad thing. It's not good, but it's still better. It's still better to learn the Os Tamar Chacham than not to learn. But you but as the Mornayim said famously, mitoich lo lishma bo lishma means not that it's not a havtocha, a promise that if you just learn lo lishma, you're going to come to lishma bechlau. What it means is what the Mornayim says. We understood it is mitoich the lo lishma from your hatred of the lo lishma, the fact that you hate the fact that you're lo lishma, you'll come to lishma. It's mitoich lo lishma bo lishma. So a good segula for that is coming to our shirim. Come to our shirim and you'll end up with a real distaste for lo lishma, and that's a segula that you'll come to lishma b'zvat Hashem. That's what we talk about basically. Okay, so that's lo lishma mamash, and that's lios talmud chacham, and you're doing it. Who are you doing the mitzvah for? For yourself, but not at the expense of somebody else. It's not that I exist to the exclusion of you existing. It's, I want to be a Talmud Chacham. Maybe you could also be a Talmud Chacham. I don't know. It's not, that's not my cheshbon. But it's not that I exist and you don't exist. It's just I exist and it's about me. So I'm being motivated by myself. That is lo lishma. And because it's self, it goes into klipa because that's what klipa is. Or self is klipa. Klipa is self, sense of self. But when your sense of self becomes really, really stark to the point that you would hurt somebody else for your own self, then that's klipas tumeis. Okay, but this isn't klipas tumeis. The energy to motivate it comes from klipa, and then therefore the mitzvah goes to klipa. Okay, to klipas noiga, which means it can be quite easily redeemed. Okay, then the next level up from that is mitzvahs anashim umulamada, which the Rebbe calls lo lishma. Lo lishma by the Alter Rebbe is not lios talmud chacham. That's lo lishma mamash. Lo lishma means it just wasn't lishma. Was it for an ulterior motive? No. It was habituation. Mitzvahs anashim umulamada. You're doing it because your Rebbe did it and because your tati did it and they told you to do it. And that's like, you know, a lot of our mitzvahs, you know, unfortunately run on that level, and you know, that's a very normative kind of you know, matzav to be in, where you're just doing it because you just do it, like when you get in your car late at night, yeah, and then you like realize you're home and you don't know how it happened, you don't have any recollection of that 25-minute drive, and all of a sudden you're home. Yeah, that's mitzvah and nashim, that's what the Rebbe calls lo lishma, calls lo lishma. And the mitzvahs on that level are motivated by nothing really, by habituation. They're motivated by this world. This world means the world is, you know, the way the world runs. They're motivated by this world, and therefore the mitzvahs stay in this world. They don't go to klipa, but they don't go up into the higher worlds. They stay in olam ha'asiyah. And they are very ready. You don't even need to do tshuva to rectify those mitzvahs. You just need to do the mitzvah again with a real kavanah, and that mitzvah or that tefillah or that Torah will connect to the more elevated kavanah, and it will go up. Okay, we'll explain what that means in a minute, B'ezrat Hashem. Okay, so that's mitzvahs anashim, which is called lo lishma, and that goes to asiyah. Then we have a tevius, which is your natural love for the Rabbeinu Shlomo as a Jew. Yeah, it's an emotion. As a Jew, you have a natural affinity with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. You have a natural innate love for God, and that can motivate mitzvahs. If we are somewhat in touch with with the Yisrael in us, yeah, then that will be the motivating mitzvah for most of our mitzvahs. Okay, remember all of these madrigas that we're talking about, they all line up with our marriage as well, mamash, and with our interaction with our children and with all interactions with everyone basically, but especially the marriage, especially in marriage, it works out beautifully. It's exactly the same minion. Okay, so there's an innate kind of love that,
Sure, sure him. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's fine.
100%. That's it. That's the Inyan. But what's interesting is that it's so the motion is so accurate that it really the every avoid like you know you could do some a person could do something to hurt his wife. That would be he could do something like that looks good but to hurt his wife. That would be the lowest level. Then he could be serving her for his own purposes. His own selfish purposes. Then he can just be buying her flowers because just that's what he does on Friday afternoon. He doesn't even, he's, as he comes out of the mikveh, there's the flower shop and he just buys flowers. No thought of her bichlal. He's just habituated. Then there's the guy who's genuinely in love with his wife and it's he's just that's who he is. And he goes out and buys her flowers with her in mind. And then there's the guy who's mizboinen on his love for his wife. And he really is, he pulls out all the stops. You should see what he does for her birthdays. You should see what he does for, when they go on holiday, all these little surprises he has waiting for them, et cetera, et cetera. And then we have the guy that I only know of theoretically who has become his wife, that Ravana speaks about. So it's exactly the same. So let's finish off now. So Avataviyas is a love, a natural love. And what it really means, and all this is really what all of this means, if you want to really decipher it and boil it down, is how real is God? Or how real are you? And don't forget, the more real God is to you, the less real you are to yourself. The more real you are to yourself, the less real God is to you. So the lowest level is all there is me. And I will hurt you for my own pleasure. The highest level is Ein Od Mavado, all there is God. And everything else falls somewhere in that spectrum in the middle. So Avataviyas means well, that natural love for the Yiddish soul has for the Ribbono Shel Olam is really a selfless, a low level selflessness, a low level awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's called. That goes to Yetzirah because Yetzirah is the world of emotions. Emotions are just what they are, like, and that's why it's compared to a behemoth, because behemoths have natural loves and fears. Like behemoths will, they love this food and they hate that, and they're scared of this prey or whatever it is. It's all very natural. So that's called the Avat fears. It's also connected to like an animal, the level of the animal. Then we have Ava Sichlis, which we said before is an intelligent love. It doesn't mean a love in your mind at all. It means a much more visceral and dynamic and palpable love in your heart. It's just the only way of really getting that love is through the mind. That's why you'll see that like political activists. They're much more verkocht for their cause than like what do you call it? The fraternity people and they don't have it in England. Is it frat or fraternity? Like in universities, the fraternity people are they put themselves out for their tithers, but not like the political, not like the not like the militant Islamists and the. And the political, the real political people. Why? Because their emotion is coming from their mind. They're thinking into it. They're developing it. They're researching it. They're extrapolating. They're understanding, and all of that channels down into the heart and creates an emotion that's more and more palpable, more and more energized. And that is the love that is available to us. We do have that. We do have access to that if we read the right books and we speak to the right people and we have the right conversations, and you have a chiyuv in a sense to bring that to your children and to your wives, to your families by, just allowing yourself to be overwhelmed by the Ribbono Shel Olam every now and again. and walk into the house and just be like, oh, I love the Rabboni Shalom so much. And just like, and just, yeah, just look at this world. Isn't this unbelievable what he's given to us? Or, you know, you get a nice ice cream. You're just like, this is so delicious. The Rabboni Shalom has given us such unbelievable things. And to that helps everyone. That helps the whole family mamash. And it helps you as well. And it will help your kids respect you as well. Like, allow yourself to be impressed by the Rabboni Shalom and speak it out. That's this Ava Sichlis, and that Ava Sichlis really is an experience of a very, it's a very profound experience of Hashem existing, and that's what it means. The mitzvah goes up to the world of Bria, meaning that's a very high level because it's like, in a sense, Hashem did the mitzvah. Not on the highest level of Tzius, where Hashem Mamash did the mitzvah, but it's like the amount that you're in it for Hashem, let's say 75%. Yeah, that's a lot. What that means is that you've become 75% godly. That means the mitzvah goes up to a higher world, meaning it's being done from his perspective. You're doing the mitzvah, it's like he's doing the mitzvah through you, with you. The highest level is he's doing the mitzvah like just through you. But the highest, the level below this, what we're talking about now is Ava Sichlis, is it's like he's doing the mitzvah with you. That's a very high level. And that's the level available to the Tzaddikim She'ein HaGemurim. Yeah. But now this is what this is the Chiddush of the Lubavitcher Rebbe for our door, is that the level of Markava is available to us. Surprisingly enough, I can't stress that. When I first heard this idea, I blew my kalim off, mamash, blew my kalim away completely. It was, remember the Torah, I'm not gonna, I need to go soon, but the Torah about Aaron HaKohen lighting the menorah that I've said dozens of times over the years. Yeah, where Aaron HaKohen, the in this weird case, his overwhelming avinira would have actually prevented him from doing the mitzvah. It was such I never know the word for this, a precise, finicky mitzvah, the actual Maisa mitzvah, that his overwhelming avinira would have actually not allowed him to do it. So he put it to the side, and he did it lefi the halacha, and that's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe said with us. He said, because we don't really have any Avinira left, yeah, we're so, you know, in so many ways, we're so lacking from Avinira that all we need to do is put to the side the Lo Lishma Mamash and the Lo Lishma. Meaning, don't do it for an alternative reason. Don't do it to feel close to God, yeah. Don't do it for no reason, meaning you're doing it because it is a tzivui from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And then you say, like, so why are you doing that? And you're like, what do you mean, why am I doing that? The Rabbeinu Shalom wants this. What, you're doing it for nach to give nachas ruach? I'm not even thinking about nachas ruach. This is just reality. Reality demands that this mitzvah gets done. And here I am. That is a bechina of Markava, which is the mitzvah being done on the level of Atzilus, which is really not the human doing the mitzvah. That's the Rabbeinu Shlom doing the mitzvah through the human, not with the human at the level lower than that, but through the human. There is no human being there. That is the level of Markava. That was the avoider of the Avos Kedoshim and Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and all the Heilige Yidden. And Hashem has worked it out in our door, said the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who understood it, that we are able to serve on that Bechina because we don't have any Avinira. Because we don't have any of our Avinira, we can go beyond. In the old days, it was very difficult to go beyond the Avinira because, well, the Avinira are very amazing. Yeah, and that doesn't mean we shouldn't be striving for Avanira. But the default of the world is that Hashem has kind of twiddled the knobs and stuff, set it up that he has an army of Yidden serving him on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's an amazing idea. That was the chiddush of the Lubavitch Rebbe. When I say it was the chiddush as opposed to one of the chiddushim, because I think if you really understand his chiddush, it kind of what's the word? Not fragments. It refracts into lots of different apparent chiddushim, but really it's the chiddush of the fact that reality is more compatible with physicality than it is with ruchnias. That was really his chiddush. That reality has got more to do with Gashmias than it does with Ruchnias. And that all of that, every all of his other Chidushim, which are endless, 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 come basically from that Nekuda Merkazi. Okay, so let's just very quickly say the highest level is Markava, which is Atzilus, which is God doing the mitzvah exclusively through the Yid. The next level is Avasichlius, which is Bria, which is intelligent emotions, which is the Yid doing the mitzvah, so to speak, with Hashem. And Hashem is more real to the Yid than he is to himself, although he still is there. Yeah, then you have Avatvius, which maybe you could say is 50-50. Yeah, that's Olam Yetzirah, which is the emotions, and that's just, that's you love Hashem. You have a natural, like you have a natural innate love for your parents. That's the same thing there, and that's what's motivating you. Then you have mitzvahs anashim, which is lo lishma, not lo lishma mamash, but lo lishma, which means they are being motivated just by the teva of this world. So those mitzvahs don't go beyond asiyah, but they're available when we do mitzvahs with better kavana. Then we have lo lishma mamash, which is lo tamat chochem. That's already klipas noiga. That's not great at all. That's not good. But it's not the it's it it's still better to do them than not do them. And then you've got Lakanta, which is Klipas Timaeus, which is better not to do them than to do it for that reason. And that is Kavanas and Mitzvah as well to Shem. Good Kavanah, the motivating energy within the mitzvah. Okay, Zai was everybody.
Thank you, Jen.